too low. You bring rain, keep your head to the sky.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
All honor and praise belong to our King, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, for truly we acknowledge you on today as our Savior. We acknowledge you today as our healer. We acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Spirit of the living God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, give me a word in season, O God, for your people. Father God, let us gain more wisdom, knowledge, and revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. Father God, I pray for the listeners on this morning that you will give them the desires of their heart and every petition that is before you, O God. I pray that, O God, you will answer. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. That's Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. And I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. And it said, more than anything, you guard and protect your mind, for life flows from it. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is refusing negative seeds. Refusing negative seeds. We all have voices that are trying to keep us from our destiny. Sometimes it's people, they are telling us what we can't become, what we can't do. We aren't not qualified. It may be experts telling us you will never be healed. And you can hear about the economy, the inflation, the viruses, and the division. This can bring fear and worry. What's going to happen? It's words are like seeds. Yes, words are like seeds. If you dwell on them long enough, they will take root and become a reality. The good news is that you get to choose what gets planted in your soil. So what does God say about bad seeds? The enemy who planted the bad seed is the devil. The harvest is the end of time, and the workers who gather are God's angels. The weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire. Once again, seeds are words ideas, and actions that set examples. We can validate this from other scriptures, such as the parable of the sower, which is found in Matthew chapter 13. Jesus explained this to his disciples in clear language, but before explaining it to them, he answered their question of why he spoke in parables. So going back to Jesus' parable of the wheat and the weeds, or the tare, good words, which are ideas, and the actions that follow us. Example, you have to be truthful, uplifting, loving, hopeful words. All of these produce people who imitate God. In that, they become loving, they become more compassionate, which is the wheat. Listen to the Holy Spirit word. Words and ideas, along with the actions that are useless, destructive, hateful, and detour of promises, produce people who perpetrate these very same ideas, but don't mean any good. They are weeds, which is known as the tare. Humanity being intertwined like the roots of wheat and weeds cannot be separated. More than that, within each of us is both love and hate. So the battle of love and hate in society is an extension of the battle of love and hate within ourselves. Yes, Lord Jesus. We cannot separate them in society any more than we can separate them within ourselves. So, it begs the question, which will win in the end, love or hate? Come on here, somebody. You can overcome hate, come on here, with love. You have the authority whether or not to accept good seed or bad seed. I often say you cannot eat at everyone's table. You have to be careful who speak into your life. You got to be careful who lay hands up on you. Come on here, somebody. Because spirits transfers and words manifest to that which it is spoken of. Oh, Jesus. Don't let just any seed get into your spirit. If it is discouraging, brings fear, or pushes you down, don't give it the time of day. Don't even linger on that. Don't give the doubt from other people or your own negative thoughts permission to become a reality. Whatever you speak, whatever has been sown, and it get watered, it will become a reality. It will manifest. You have to tune out all the negative, limiting words that can't do it, that is not able, nor going to happen. You don't have to receive everything you hear. You do not have to associate with everyone. Come on here, somebody. Because I often say, whoever you associate with, that's who you will become. You got to be careful of the seeds that you have sown as well. Come on here. And not only financial seeds, but the words, just like it's going back, the words that you have sown, it will manifest. You are in control of your destiny. Yes, you are. You are in control of what goes on in your life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have to guard your heart. You have to guard your mind. You have to guard your spirit. Come on here, somebody. Because the word of God say, out of your heart comes the issues of life. Your life is determined by your words. Come on here, somebody. How you live your life is determined by your words. You either going to be successful or you're not going to be successful. You're either going to serve God with your whole heart or you're not going to serve him with your whole heart. It is up to you. And also, listen to me well, it matters what seeds are sown in your spirit. What words, who is speaking into your spirit? Who is speaking life into you? That matters. Refuse negative and bad seeds. You must guard what is coming into your spirit. You must take authority now. No more backing up. You got to take authority over your life. You have to tune out all of the negativeness and stop limiting your words. Stop saying, I can't do it. Because the word of the Lord says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. No, I cannot do it in my own strength, but I can do it in the strength of Christ. Come on here, somebody. I can do all things. I've got to see what God sees in me. I am the head and not the tail. And you got to stop saying that I'm not able for to do this. And you got to stop thinking that things are never going to happen for you. I don't care how old you are never too late to have the promises of God. Come on here, somebody. Women, especially us, we have a timetable. Some of you women know what I'm talking about. We can say, oh, well, I am too old for to do this. I am too old for to do that. No, age is nothing but a number. It's just a number. But you also got to remember, God is in total control of my life. He is in total control of what I do, where I go, and what I say. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to receive everything you hear. You don't have to receive everything you hear. I want you to get this because there's so much of negativeness in the world today. And words attach itself, and once it attaches itself, it manifests. If you don't dwell on it, those words will die stillborn and have no effect on you. You have to overcome fear. God didn't give us the fear. No. Love, power, and a sound mind. Fear is nowhere in our agenda.